to deny new Medicaid patients, thus increasing the reimbursement rate from the state and forcing those clients to go without care or pay high rates elsewhere. Earlier this year, Judge Klaus had thrown out the AG's original suit against Carl and Christie, but he allowed Madigan to refile the case with more specifics. Spokesmen for Madigan and Carl say they were reserving comment until they review the ruling. Demonstrators staging a school boycott to protest Illinois' education funding system set up impromptu classrooms today across downtown Chicago in government and business buildings. A group of school students skipped classes this week. They're in the city's Loop instead, where retired teachers are giving lessons in full sight of office workers entering and exiting. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, a dozen students sprawl on the floor of the visitor center. Older ones learned about the history of the Merc, and a pastor says Merc officials promised a speaker to teach the students about trading. The Blagojevich administration might try to recover a $1 million grant that it says was mistakenly given to a private Chicago school. And city building officials now say the Loop Lab School cannot reopen at its new quarters because of fire safety violations. Governor Blagojevich says aides mistakenly gave $1 million to Loop Lab School after its rented space at the Pilgrim Baptist Church in Chicago was gutted by fire 2 years ago. The Department of Commerce and Community Affairs has been investigating how it got the grant. Spokeswoman Ashley Cross says the school has until Friday to satisfy issues about the grant before the state tries to recover any money. The downtown space that the school bought with the $1 million has fire hazards, and the city won't let the school open. Steve and Barry's stores in Champaign, Danville, and the Decatur area will be closing their doors. The New York-based sportswear clothing giant, which filed for bankruptcy protection in July, has reduced its number of total locations to about 170. The remaining stores will be operated by a newly formed holding company that purchased them out of bankruptcy court. Closing dates for the three stores in East Central Illinois have not been announced. About 100 stores are closing in all. Company spokesman Howard Schachter says they hope by running a smaller base of stores that they'd be better positioned to reach profitability goals. One of the leading Democrats in the U.S. Senate says it's unclear what the fallout will be from Joe Lieberman's appearance at the Republican National Convention. Sean Crawford has more.
Dick Durbin is the Senate Majority Whip and calls Joe Lieberman a friend. But Lieberman, who ran as the Democratic vice presidential nominee back in 2000, is bound to have angered party leaders with his primetime endorsement for Republican John McCain. Lieberman is now an independent, but he still attends closed-door Democratic strategy sessions. Durbin won't say if that will be allowed to continue.
I'm disappointed that he went to the Twin Cities to speak for Senator McCain. But I have to say by and large that he has been with us many times when we needed him, and that hasn't been lost on the leadership.
Durbin says he was disappointed in the tone of Lieberman's speech in which he attacked the Democratic ticket. While Democrats might be upset, they might need Lieberman more than he needs them. Democrats hold a slim 51-49 majority in the U.S. Senate, and if Lieberman begins siding with Republicans, it could lead to tie votes. That would mean the vice president, Republican Dick Cheney, would break the logjam. I'm Sean Crawford.
And I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 533, and Mike Sola has a look at our weather.
Thanks, Tom. It's 75 degrees on Friends Plaza. Rain just to our south. The latest radar scan does show slight light rain in Savoy and pushing towards Champaign, Urbana. Other areas are receiving some moderate to heavy rain in the area just south of Bloomington Normal around Clinton, stretching through northern Piatt County, just north of Monticello, all the way down to around Paris and across the state line into near Terre Haute, north of Terre Haute. Some pockets of pretty heavy rain, so if you are traveling this early evening, be on guard that visibilities will be knocked down pretty quickly there. That's the heaviest rain in the area. There are also a couple spots of lighter rain to the south. Actually, it looks to be intensifying just south of Effingham. And more rain will be rotating around the area. The remnants of Gustav cover all of Missouri, most of Arkansas, and in through western Tennessee and Kentucky. And that low-pressure area will continue to do its counterclockwise spin. That will put plenty of moisture in our area. And with high pressure to the north and west of us, centered in western Minnesota, that cooler air will try to push in and cause that moisture to condense and create some showers and occasional thunderstorms. And that's in the picture for tonight with a low of 63. Cloudy tomorrow, periods of rain, thunderstorms, heavy rainfall possible during the afternoon and evening. Tomorrow's high 74, the low around 60. And then on Friday, cloudy with a chance for some lingering showers early in the day, becoming partly sunny during the afternoon, the high temperature around 75. Friday night, a partly cloudy sky and a low of 56 degrees. And on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, and the high temperature 79 degrees. Currently 75 degrees at Willard Airport, a cloudy sky overhead. Dew point temperature still at 70 degrees, and it's 75 on Friends Plaza. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Residents of New Orleans and its suburbs are returning home today, 2 days after Hurricane Gustav tore across the Gulf Coast. Mayor Ray Nagin cautioned people about widespread power outages and limited medical services and said he wouldn't recommend they stay in the city until those problems are addressed. Heavy rains and the threat of tornadoes slowed attempts by utility companies to restore downed power lines throughout southern Louisiana.